Hoffaday, and welcome to today's edition of Hearts of Harvest.
He was doing a 200-mile run by himself. He's out on the road so long, you burn so many calories, you just eat whatever you can. So he would call the pizza delivery company and tell them what intersection to meet him at.
That was Pastor Jared Baldwin, an associate pastor of Harvest Baptist Church and our guest speaker on Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. Our prayer is that as you listen to these lessons, you will understand the heart of harvest, and that these messages from the Word of God will help you to develop a heart for God. Today, Pastor Jared analyzes the metaphor used in the Scriptures of the Christian life as a race in a message called Runners Ready.
As I was reading in my devotions, I keep coming across terms that have to do with running and exercise and striving and laboring. I got curious to look and find in the New Testament, and really even part of the Old Testament, how many different illustrations that would relate to running or races are there? And there are a number. We're going to highlight some of those today. Back in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain." And that passage goes on to talk more about running, but maybe we need to define some of our terms. When we're talking about runners today, I'm going to use that term interchangeably with true biblical Christians. True biblical Christians being those who have honestly placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior. But if you have runners, then you must have a race. And the race is the Christian life. And the Christian life has to be more than just a set of good deeds. No, there's got to be a lot more than just what every other good person or religious person does. The Christian life is a deep relationship with God through the power of the Holy Spirit to obey the promptings and direct commands of God's Word, being in God's will. And it is God's will for every believer that once we get saved, as we talk about here in a moment, that we grow and we continually in our spiritual life get closer to being like Christ. When you look at a race, there's always a pre-race registration. To be in a race, you do have to sign in. Mark chapter 10, verse 17, it talks about a rich young ruler. And it says, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And I ask you, have you done this? Are you even in the race? Have you run to Jesus, humbled yourself, and asked him, 'What must I do to inherit eternal life?'" You know, this rich young ruler, unfortunately, did not follow through in the process. The final step, as in a race, we'd call it getting your number, but in Romans 10:13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That rich young ruler, he ran to Jesus, got on his knees, he asked him, "What can I do?" And when Jesus told him, he didn't do it. Romans 13:11 says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." You know what? When you get to that starting line and you hear that gun go off, you need to get running. You need to get started. And that's what I'm challenging those today who are in the race, those believers, to run the race, this Christian life. When you're running any race, common sense thing to do is steer clear of traffic. Stay away from the dangers that are out there, the dangers for a Christian. 1 Peter 4:4 says, "Wherein they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excessive riot, speaking evil of you." You know what? There are clear and present dangers for Christians to avoid. And it's a lot like getting hit by a car. You need to watch out for that in your Christian life. Don't let anything endanger your Christian life, this race that you're in. Don't get knocked out of the race. Steer clear of traffic and stay on the clearly marked course. Proverbs 6:18 says, "An heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief." That would be the negative, getting off the course. The positive would be Psalm 119:32, "I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart." One of these ultra-marathoning articles I was reading, you know, he was doing a 200-mile run by himself. He's out on the road so long, you burn so many calories, you just eat whatever you can. So he would call the pizza delivery company and tell them what intersection to meet him at. And then they would be there. He'd pull cash out of his little fanny pack, pay for it, take the pizza, eat it while he's running. But one time he got out in the middle of a stretch of road that he wasn't familiar with, and he took a wrong turn, and he went 20 miles out of the way. He went 10 miles down the wrong road, had to turn around and come back. And the crew couldn't find him, and everyone was worried about him. You know, he got off of the course. It could happen to any one of us in our Christian life. We can get off track. You know what? But when we run the way of God's commandments, we can be sure that we're staying on track. Stay on course. How do you do that? If you were to ask me just simply, how do I stay on track in my Christian life? Obey what you know to do. A lot of people, I think, are looking for formulas and four easy steps and everything will be better. But really, I think the life that God blesses and the Christian race that God blesses would more simply be defined as just obeying what you know to do. Because when you do that, I believe God gives you more revelation of more things that you can do to make your race even better, to become more like Christ. But if you're not even obeying the things that are clearly you know to do, then how are you going to advance in your Christian life? How are you going to grow? Stay on the clearly marked course. Don't get knocked out of the race. Steer clear of traffic. And then no shortcuts. No shortcuts. You know, there are the people that run all the time. Okay, they finished about 10 minutes before the rest of us. And then there are people who run one or two times a year. And when you get out there and you haven't run in a while, and you start and you think, 5K, that's nothing. The truth is, you get out there, after about 500 yards, you're thinking, maybe I'll turn around right here. You know, who will know? Well, you know, the fact that you're 100 pounds heavier than every one of the ones that are finishing with you, and, you know, you're not sweaty, and you got a cheeseburger in one hand, it might give it away, but you can't just turn around when you want. You can't just take a shortcut. You don't get the prize if you don't go all the way down to the turnaround and come all the way back and cross that finish line. You don't get the prize. You know, in the Christian life, 2 Timothy 2:5, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. There are no shortcuts to godliness, no quick and easy formulas. It requires this disciplined obedience. Strive lawfully. There's no shortcuts. You know, in racing, there are a couple things you need to know to have the winning edge. First is a little rhyme, race to place. Race to place. What I mean is, when you race, you know, you have your goal of why you're doing it. And you race to place. 1 Corinthians 9:24, as we read, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may obtain. The Christian life is not something to be lived standing still. You wouldn't just enter a race, go through all the trouble, the starting gun goes off, and just nonchalantly, when you feel like it, take your first step over the starting line and stop along the way to pick flowers. And no, you're there to race. The Christian life is there to be lived. It's not optional. You are by default as a Christian in a race to become more godly, to become more like Christ, and it is not to be lived standing still. A good illustration that you hear many times of Christians who really do not desire to move forward would be like a caterpillar that turns into a butterfly and then tries to crawl back into the cocoon. You know, no, it needs to grow and move forward. It's been changed. It's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Christians should race to place with a purpose to become more like Christ. Also, we should never stop, no matter how tired. Proverbs 24:16, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Finish the course. Don't stop. You might slow down. You might fall down. But don't stop. Don't give up. Don't try and bail out of the Christian life. It doesn't seem to be working, Pastor Jared. I'll tell you what. There's probably something that God is here trying to teach you, or something that you need to commit to prayer and get others to help you with. But don't stop. You know, that's what Harvest Baptist Church is here for Christians in the race too, to encourage you to not stop, to keep going, to give you that refreshment, to keep pushing you along, to help you become that godly person that you're meant to be. Don't stop. Race to place and lighten the load. You know, these runners, some of them probably unnecessarily so, get down to the bare essentials when they run. It's kind of embarrassing with some of them, but I keep my t-shirt on. But we run as light as possible. Hebrews 12:1 says, "Wherefore, seeing we also were compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us." Get down to the essential equipment only. You cannot do your best in the Christian life while carrying the baggage of sin and guilt. You can't. God did not make us to carry that. He never intended for us to live a Christian life full of sin and guilt. It doesn't work. Some wonder why the Christian life is unsuccessful for them. Maybe you're carrying something you shouldn't be. If I carried a bunch of extra weight while I was running, other than what is built into me right now, which I wish I wasn't carrying, it would affect my performance in the race. It could even potentially make me have to stop. But when I take all that extra weight off, it makes me run so much faster, so much easier. I'm not dying like I was before. The Christian life is the same way. Get rid of the sin and the guilt. Get rid of those distractions, those things that set you on the side, that slow you down. Lighten your load. There's another term we use in running sometimes, true grit. Hebrews 12:1, the second half of that verse says, "And let us run with patience the race that is set before us." I guarantee the Christian life is not going to be easy. And sometimes you're going to have to run it very patiently. Some of the things you go through, some of the adversities, some of the temptations, they just are so hard. And you're not wanting to stop, and you're wanting to succeed. But you know what? You're going to be running patiently at times. It's not all going to be downhill. There's a lot of uphills. Matter of fact, for every downhill, there is an uphill, right? And to us physical runners, your muscles get so tired and so sore, and they feel like you just cannot take another step. To the spiritual runner, it's the exact same thing. You feel like you just can't go on. But you know what? We can go on. We rely on the Lord's strength. We get help. We get accountable to other believers that can help us and pray with us and help us move forward. We feed ourselves spiritually. We don't quit. We try and get to the end. Race to place. We lighten the load. We run patiently. Here's a few motivational thoughts, things that you need to remember when you're running the Christian life or you're running a regular race. Not everyone's built for speed, and I say that from experience. You know, there's all different shapes and sizes of runners. It's a fact that not all Christians grow at the same rate, or God does not necessarily work on every Christian in the same exact pattern as He does others. The cool thing about the way God works with believers is He takes you where you're at and guides you to where you need to go if you're willing.
Thank you for listening to today's message preached by Associate Pastor Jared Baldwin on Heart of Harvest, a daily program brought to you by Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam.
If you'd like more information or a copy of today's message, you can write to Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. Or call area code 671-477-6341. That information again, Heart of Harvest, P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. Our phone number, area code 671-477-6341. You can always visit our website, that's hbcguam.net, where you'll also find information on how to obtain a podcast of today's program. Thank you for listening in, and be sure to join us at this same time tomorrow for the next edition of Heart of Harvest.